You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. I am honored to introduce today's guest, who is a leading Southern Baptist pastor, talking about Dr. Michael Catt, who serves as senior pastor at Sherwood Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia. Pastor Michael, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad to be with you.
Now, for those in our listening audience may be familiar with movies like Fireproof or Courageous. Those actually were books as well that were made in movie form. And I thought we could talk about what God has done in and around those movies. What are some things that you've seen God do that really have made an impact that just were encouraging to your heart?
Well, Brian, it's been an amazing journey with those, considering we started back in the early 2000s with Flywheel. And literally, I think, if my information is correct, we've been on every continent in some way, shape, or form. And, in fact, we were having a speaker in this past week. He was in a Middle Eastern country and was picked up at the airport, and they had a DVD player in this van he was picked up in, and they were showing Fireproof in Arabic in that van some 8 to 10 years later. So the fact that it just keeps coming, we've been on national television in Cuba. We've been on in almost every South American country, Central American country, either in theaters or by DVD, and been all around the world, literally, with it, and seen thousands of people that have indicated they've come to Christ, marriages saved, lives changed, police departments that use Courageous, fire departments that use Fireproof. The list is pretty long, and we're just kind of blown away by it, and we are always surprised that God chose to use us.
Well, they're some of my favorite movies, and I keep coming back to them again and again. And many people may not be aware there were books as well. You did one, Fireproof Your Life, I believe, and in Courageous Living. How have the books played into all this and been received?
The Fireproof Your Life book has actually been the best-selling of any of my books that I wrote. I think it's sold close to 70,000 copies across the country. It's published by CLC, and they are in bookstores around the world. And God has just used that. We did a teen version of that book and a teen version of Courageous Living just to try to impact the next generation. So I seem to run into people all the time that think God used those books to bless them. I am of all people, again, surprised. I love to write, and I love to put my thoughts in writing, and the Lord has used those books in tremendous ways in schools and in churches and in small group Bible studies.
I think that's awesome, and to hear how it's had a global impact. For those who may not be aware, you'll be here in Oklahoma this November. On November 13th, you'll be at Quail Springs Baptist Church for the BGCO Pastors Conference. And something about your ministry stuck out to me. I read where you have a vision statement, and it says, whoever wants the next generation the most will get them. What did you mean by that, Pastor Michael?
Well, there's nobody my age being born, and our churches, unfortunately, are dying and aging, and we are not doing a good job, not just Baptist, but every denomination is failing on some level at reaching preschoolers and children and young people and college students and the parents of those. And so we have this massive generation after generation of young people that have no clue of what a biblical worldview is. I am amazed how often I run into people in that age group. They couldn't tell you the Gospel of John from the back of a menu at some restaurant. Hmm. They have no clue. We assume biblical literacy, and it's not there. And so we cannot compete with the world as far as entertainment, programs, lighting, bells and whistles. But we have a powerful gospel that we need to be sharing with that generation. And without ever changing the message, we do not change the message. It's not our right to do that. We must find the methods that help us to reach those children and young people where they are.
Amen. You know, some people may not be aware, you've been pastor with Sherwood since the 80s. Since 89, you're a large church reaching the community, multi-ethnic, with connections around the world. And the theme for the event where you'll be speaking is called Endure. And I wanted to ask to our pastors or lay people who are walking with the Lord, how can we endure as Christians, and how specifically can pastors endure in the ministry that the Lord's done in your life?
I think, Brian, the key is perseverance, and that you don't grow weary in well-doing. And those sound like catchphrases, but ministry can be exhausting, and the demands of people can be exhausting, and they're unending, and some you can never please. And you have to decide, first of all, if you're going to survive in ministry, you've got to have an intimate relationship with Christ. You can't lean on strategies and systems. Proverbs says, you don't lean on your own understanding. And I think what's happened to us through the years, we've become so pragmatic, and where's the practical 1, 2, 3, that we've forgotten that the invitation of Jesus was that he called his disciples to be with him. Hmm. And our ministry, if it doesn't flow and overflow out of our life with Christ, then we're going to be quitters at some point in our ministry.
That is a profound point. I would want everyone to come out to Quail Springs Baptist Church in Oklahoma City November 13th to hear you preach and speak and get to connect with you. What is something God is encouraging you with? What is something you're seeing that's been an encouragement to you, either at your church or in our denomination or in the kingdom?
Well, I see pockets, and maybe more than pockets, that may limit it, of prayer and revival movements across the country. We've been doing a conference called Refresh around the country for about the last 15 years. This year we did one in Las Vegas for the West. We did one in Alaska. We did one in Pennsylvania for the Northeast. And actually just finished one here at the church for the South. Had about 50 pastors join our church for that. There's just a hunger. Jack Taylor said back in the 1970s, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. and I see a hunger and a desperation among people of all generations. I just last week was in Austin, Texas with about 20 national prayer leaders. We spent a day talking about prayer strategies for cities and prayer movements and how do we expand prayer movements across the country, and then spent a day with Jim Cimbala from Brooklyn Tabernacle, which was an amazing day. Followed that with a prayer meeting in Austin at Hyde Park in Austin, and had 3,000 people in a two-hour prayer meeting. And then we've just finished our conference here, had people flooding the altar every night, praying together, praying for our community, seeking the Lord. And I'm just seeing that, Brian, across the country and across denominational lines and across ethnic lines. It's an encouraging thing to me, because if I watch the news, I just want to go to bed. But if I listen and watch for what God's doing across our land, there are movements of God. There's not a revival and awakening like we would typically identify it, but there are some incredible movements of God across our country.
Amen. You know, there's a lot of opportunities in serving the church. There's a lot of challenges culturally today. I thought you could maybe underscore one area that you think, maybe it's not a blind spot, maybe we're aware of it, but what's something that you would say, Christians, be aware of this, be aware of this, be steadfast in prayer, lean on Jesus. What's one area maybe of concern or that you'd want people to really pray about?
I think the angst and anger that is boiling in our land, and we can let our political positions, our social issues get in the way of the one thing that brings us together, and that is Christ. We are never going to all agree on politics. We're never going to all agree on what our cities are doing or our state governments or the national governments doing. But if we can find common ground at the cross, we'll make it. But if we get into this conservative gospel, social justice gospel, world relief gospel, black gospel, white gospel, we're going to lose the battle because the gospel is about Jesus. And Jim Cimbala said last week,
Amen.
He said, you know, he said, the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. And he said, you start glorifying or honoring anything or anyone else, your cause, your church, your name, and the Holy Spirit will withdraw from that meeting. And I think he's right.
That's a powerful word. Thank you for that. We've been talking to Pastor Michael Catt of Sherwood Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia. Come hear Pastor Michael preach on November 13th, which is, I believe, a Monday, at Quail Springs Baptist Church here in Oklahoma City, and visit bgco.org for more information. Pastor Michael, thank you for all you do with your ministry, with these movies and books and teachings and your prayer. It's just incredible, and we want to thank you for coming on the podcast today.
And I'm honored to do it, and I'm looking forward to being back in Oklahoma.
Well, we'll see you soon then. Thanks again, Pastor Michael.
Thank you, Brian. God bless you.
Blessings.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.